This is GQDN for Monday, August 18th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST and go get QuestWorthy. You get 25% off your purchase when you put in the promo code QUEST. It is good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a couple of games that might be coming here soon. Pokemon's going to do some esports. And EA may be taking on Call of Duty. But we begin today with the race to world first. And right now, here is your top five. We begin with Honestly, because right now they're at Lumethur, and they got that one down to 11.47%. Working on it right now. That's US Frostmourne. Going over to the China servers, Hugo Hero is also on Lumethur at 5.64%. But now we come to the big three. Liquid. Right now they just start, or they're getting ready to start Fractalus. So they haven't started that one yet, but everything else is down. Method has Fractalus down to 78.28%. That's part two. And Echo has Fractalus down to 86.82% at part three. Which means once this one is down, there'll be two bosses left. How far will Percussion get? We'll find out, and I'll update you tomorrow. Now let's get to the big-time news. And we got a couple things there from the chip makers. According to PC Gamer, China may have told the data centers, or data center operators, to source more than 50% of their chips from the domestic manufacturers, so that way they can break away from the U.S. techs. And they may have mandated that the domestic data center operators nationwide should source more than 50% of their chips from the domestic producers. That mandate may have been originated in the guidelines proposed last March from the Shanghai Unipersonal, which did state that, quote, adoption of domestic computing and storage chips at the city's intelligence computing centers should be above 50% by 2025, end quote. So according to the SCMP, there was a source working as an advisor at the data center, and they told the outlet that the Shanghai chip quotas for the city data centers did become mandatory nationwide. And that is because the U.S. government did decide to grant the licenses to NVIDIA to sell their chips to China. So, talking about NVIDIA, according to GGMania.com, they were looking at the GPU black market. NVIDIA was. And there was a subsequent video that they did post on their site. And it went into the black market for the high-end NVIDIA AI GPUs that was driven by the U.S. export bans that was restricting the China's access to advanced AI hardware. And that was despite the controls in the GPUs like NVIDIA's A100 and H100. So that has been going on with NVIDIA. And in fact, this could be in a, quote, AI Cold War, end quote. That's according to GG Mania. But in a little bit lighter news, just a little bit. GamesRadar.com did say that EA is getting ready to fight with Activision because Battlefield 6 is doing pretty well. And that's because EA wants to franchise Battlefield. And they could do so because when I say the words going to war, it's a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But that's what they want to do with Call of Duty, even though Battlefield 2042 did not work very well. Battlefield 6 will be on the way soon because that's in beta mode. And once again, people are loving it. And that is giving EA some means to franchise it. In fact, Michael Precher was talking about that on his podcast, Precher Factor, and that's where he talked to Brian Bede, the general manager of the Battlefield franchise. And Bede said, quote, "Their goal is 3 studios making Battlefield on a 3-year basis." Well, that's what Patcher did say after we was talking to Bede. Further quote from Patcher. He said, "It's going to take 5 or 6 years before we get to 2 in a row, so we're going to get there for we're not going to get there for a while. Sorry. Could this happen? Could be a fight. But if you have a Nintendo Direct, well, that could be tomorrow. We got a Switch. You might be interested in this one, especially if you like Kirby." According to IGN, the Kirby Air Riders Nintendo Direct will be tomorrow, August 19th, at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. So if you like Kirby and you like the Nintendo system, you might want to take a look at that one. But going over to PlayStation, we got a couple of things here. The PlayStation Store might get revamped via PlayStationLifestyle.net. That's what Sony was talking about, because they did promise to more improvements to the PlayStation Store, and they wanted to make it easier for players to find the games. And the company did make this pledge, a new blog post that was written for the corporate consumption rather than the players. But the Sony blog did introduce, over the last few years, some more user-friendly things on the store, which would include Apple Pay on PlayStation 4 and 5, a new rating system based on the purchases, and accessibility tags for the PlayStation 5 stores, and some passkeys. Now, the improvements as to what PlayStation Lifestyle is saying is that they should get rid of the shovelware, because there are some scams that are out there to take the players' money. Now, Sony did say that they're working on it, but it's not done yet, because there are more improvements on the way. Quote, "With the ultimate goal of making it easier for players to find their next favorite game," end quote. But they did say that you might want to keep your eyes out for more improvements, because they want to work on the player's experience. So we'll see what happens. Now, that's on the software side. Let's go to the physical side, because once again, PlayStation Lifestyle said that there might be some new accessories that could be not just for PlayStation coming from Sony. They could be Xbox compatible. Now, this is just a rumor. So yeah, we're in Rumorville now. Want to go beat the mayor? Because they said that Sony might unveil the brand new PlayStation 5 accessory soon, and it'll be expensive, of course. But one of the leakers did say that the company will launch a successor to the InZone H9 headset. Now, that's Billy Billy again, and he did say that the InZone H9 upgrade will be a part of opening night live, and that all in the highlight reel, or Sony plans to have a trailer or a blog live with the event. Now, they did say that the headset will feature a detachable noise-canceling microphone and will have support for new Bluetooth LE audio with 3.5mm jack or wired connection, which would make it compatible with other devices like Xbox. And the headset is expected to cost $350, with a reported launch window of September. Yeah, this year. But let's talk about next year. And let's go to the esports corner, because GameSpot.com did say that the Pokemon Championships will be at the main VGC game at Pokemon World Championships next year. Now, there was a YouTube trailer with that, and the trailer did announce the news that the Mega Evolution will feature, quote, "first set of regulations for ranked battles in Pokemon Champions," end quote. And it also did tease a new in-game device, which would be called the Omni Ring, at which you can check that out on the Pokemon Champions website. And this will rotate between the Mega Evolution along with some other abilities like Z-moves and Dynamaxing. So this will be on your Nintendo Switch and the Switch 2 and mobile. Now, the release date has not been set yet, but it is planned to be released sometime next year on Nintendo Switch, Switch 2, iOS, and Android. Medrills, you could have fun with that one. Well, if you want a 1 terabyte Switch 2 microSD, it just got a discount. Yes, it did. And the Lexar Play Pro microSD Express card, 1 terabyte. Well, we're talking euros here. And right now, if you got a coupon for it for the US, you could pay $76.49. Usually it's $85. The blue one from Lexar is at $70. So if you want it, it's on sale. Oh, now we get to some good stuff. According to Eurogamer.net, Euro Truck Simulator 2 could be coming to PlayStation 5 and Xbox consoles. Now, there's no release date on the store listings just yet, but they're up on the store for pre-orders for both Xbox and PlayStation 5. Well, if you want to relive some World War I stuff, according to BlueNews.com, Gallipoli, I think that's how it is pronounced, will also be available here soon. It is a World War I game as FPS, so if you're interested, you can indeed go check that out. And that'll be up on Steam, PlayStation 5, Xbox, XNS, and the Epic Store. Go have fun with it. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some games, people.